People with Sore and Bruised Hearts, J.R. Miller. Daily Bible Readings in the Life of Christ, 1890. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. Luke 7:37. It is wonderful how genuine goodness draws to itself the unfortunate, the troubled, the friendless, the outcast, the fallen. Wherever Jesus went, these classes always found him out and gathered about him. It was because he was the true, unselfish friend of all men. They found sympathy in him. He would listen to their story. Though he was a sinless one, there was yet no air of, "I am holier than you," about him. He was just as gentle to an outcast sinner as to a religious Nicodemus. No matter who reached out a hand for help, he was ready to grasp it. One of the truest things ever said of Jesus was the prophetic word concerning him, "He shall not break a bruised reed." He always dealt most gently with sore spirits and with bruised hearts. Those who want to be useful in this world must have the same qualities as Jesus. There is a kind of false holiness which draws nobody to itself, but rather repels. Genuine holiness, however, wins its way everywhere into men's hearts. The secret of it all is in living not to be served, but to serve, in considering oneself not too good to serve the most unworthy of God's creatures. If we live in this world to be served, we shall be of no use to anyone. But if we live to minister to others, yearning to be of service to everyone we meet, then our life will be of great worth. The hungry-hearted and the soul-needy will be drawn to us, and God will love to put work into our hands. We need, too, to train ourselves to exceeding gentleness in dealing with human souls in their spiritual crises. Many earnest people, in the excess of their zeal, do incalculable harm to those whom they greatly desire to help. People with sore and bruised hearts usually need loving sympathy and strong, kindly friendship much more than they need a lecture in theology. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28.